We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation. On this Tuesday afternoon, another edition of Knicks Weekly presented by Underdog Fantasy, episode 89. Go to Underdog Fantasy and use our code KFTV for a $100 first-time deposit match, man. CP the Franchise in the building. On today's show, we got to get into it, man. The return of the dog, OG Anunoby, set to make his return to the Knicks tonight against the Sixers. Reinforcements coming through in the nick of time. So we're going to talk about just how much OG's return is going to impact this Knicks team. We'll take a look at the schedule ahead and also get ready for revenge tonight, man. So lock in, lunchtime stream. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. CP the Franchise here on the Solo Dolo. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. I see my Franchise channel members in here. Stephen Gomez, salute. Lee Bloxham checking in from the UK. Our friends across the pond. Shout out to Strive. Got you open in here. Lunchtime edition live, man. Salute to my guys. Stephen Morgan, let's go. Sham BK, we in here. 631 Dro, let's go. Let's talk about it, man, because according to Shams, OG Anunoby, who's been out since January 27th with an elbow injury, is expected to return as soon as tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. So, you know, maybe it's a situation where, you know, game time, they want to see how he feels. You know how Tibbs does. He's going to be coy all the way through. Play the cat and mouse game with Nick Nurse. You know, don't give him any signs of whether or not he's going to come back. But leaning on the fact that he is, this is much needed for this Knicks team, man. Crucial reinforcements at a crucial time, man, because we all remember what this guy's meant to this team. 12-2 since he's been on the team, and they are 8-10 without him. 12-2 since he got to the Knicks. I remember that great stretch they went through in January, just a couple months ago, 14-2, this Knicks team went in the month of January, and he was a big part of that. And, hey, we got to be thankful for the month of January, because if it wasn't for that month, this Knicks team might have already been in that play-in bracket. So, you know, every game counts here on this 82-game season. So thankfully, they were able to go on that run, that home-heavy schedule, take advantage of it, and put themselves in a good position where, yeah, it's a little rocky without their top guys, but they're still in the fourth seed in the East. Still in the fourth seed in the East. So slowly getting our guys back at the right time, man. Check out this stat from CBS Sports. In the 500 minutes OG Anunoby's played for the Knicks have outscored their opponents by 252 points. 252 points. Rest of the season, they've been outscored by 69 points. All right, talk about impact by this guy. Last 15 games, he's been going 18, but the last 15 games for the Knicks, 22nd in the league in net rating, 21st in defensive rating. It's a big loss. And a big gain when he comes back, because his on-off numbers, especially defensively for this Knicks team, has been staggering. And so, you know, his ability to not only cover on the ball, but his ability to cover ground off the ball, utilizing his wingspan, his size, his athleticism, it keeps their defense stable. And allows the Knicks to gamble in certain areas. Like, we always talk about the fact that it kind of allows DiVincenzo to play free. But also defensively, when OG's out there and it stabilizes the defense, it doesn't force them into so many scrambles, then you guys have guys that are in better position to get boards, which is also critically important. Last 15 games, Knicks are 28th in the league in defensive rebounding in their last 15. So it all goes hand in hand in terms of improving this team's defense. So that is going to be an absolute plus. And he can start tonight against Tyrese Maxey, who's also going to be returning for the Philadelphia 76ers. So Philadelphia riding into this game with a lot of momentum. Get a great sign with their floor general back. So the Knicks are going to have their hands full. So we might see OG on him. Maybe see OG on him in crunch time. Maybe it's Dante. Is Hart going to draw some of that assignment? Deuce is definitely going to have to draw that assignment. So they're going to have to be quite disciplined when the Sixers fire starter comes back and the Sixers are riding high. And hey, even Kelly Oubre, the star of Sunday night's game for the Sixers. You know, what are the chances that he has back-to-back good nights? That's Kelly Oubre for you. You can't count on him, but hey, another guy that you're going to have to pay attention to. And so OG Anunoby on the defensive front is going to be critical for this team. And when I talk about those on-off numbers, look at it, especially defensively. First of all, look at his efficiency differential. This is according to Cleaning the Glass with the Knicks. Plus 30. He's in the 100th percentile in the league. An efficiency differential, accounting for plus 49 wins. Talk about impact. We're going to talk about offense in a second, but look at the defense. In the 100th percentile, the Knicks are minus 19 points per possessions better on the defensive end when he's out there. Teams are minus 10.3% shooting lower, minus 10.3% lower effective field goal percentage when he's out there on the court. The 100th percentile, OG Anunoby. The dog. Now, Bowser YG says, I doubt he makes a difference fresh off of surgery, elbow busted, already barely putting up 15 points before injury. Yeah, I mean, I'm not telling you that he's just going to come in and save the day tonight. But what he has brought to this team, we can't argue that it's been sorely missed. Even if it takes some time to get it together on the offensive end, at least defensively, you'd have to expect that he should be able to pick up where he left off just through his natural instincts. He's got incredible instincts and IQ. Offensively, it may take a time. I'm not expecting him to shoot the lights out. But certainly defensively, he should be there off the rip. Tell him Alejandro's OG numbers are fire. Yeah, incredible. Incredible numbers, man, for OG Anunoby. So, this Knicks defense, as they see guys like Maxey tonight, you got to go to Sacramento. Maybe he gets a cover on Fox. He's got to keep Keegan Murray off the three-point line. Denver, Golden State, you know, Kuminga's been hot. You got Denver, Michael Porter Jr., maybe a little Jamal Murray, depending on matchups. Every little bit helps, and having your stalwart perimeter defender out there is a big plus. And then now offensively, Yeah, we'll wait for him to get back into a groove, but what he can bring is three-point efficiency, as we see from the corners. That's been sorely missed. I mean, you take a look at the Knicks, front court starting lineups now with Hart, Precious, and iHeart. You're not putting any fear in anybody. They become very easy to defend. Especially sometimes, like I saw a couple plays, I was watching Sunday's game again, and you had a couple scenarios where, you know, you got Brunson and DiVincenzo lined up on one side of the court, on the strong side of the court, and then you have Hart, Precious, iHeart on the other side. I mean, defenses have no reason to even pay attention on the weak side. You could take those threes all day. So at least you bring OG back. Now you space the floor out a little bit. You have to respect the corners, open things up, allow Jalen to drive a little bit, allow Dante to drive a little bit. And there you go. So certainly from three-point shooting, he's going to help. And the Knicks are going to need that. Well, they shoot 9 of 40 from three in Sunday night's loss. Hey, look at OG's numbers again. Shooting 39% from three, 43% from the corners. And this is a slept-on one, too, at the rim. 68% at the rim. That's the 70th percentile. And effective field goal percentage of 59.4. It's in the 90th percentile in effective field goal percentage. You need shooting efficiency out there. They're missing that in a major way. So it's going to take him some time. I agree with the viewer that left the chat there with Bowser. It's going to take him some time. But here's what he can bring back to this team, at least offensively. Much, much needed. So that's defensively, offensively, when you think about the three-point shooting and the spacing. And then how about the rotation? How about the rotation? That's a big help because you know who's going to be extremely happy to see see OG Anunoby back in the lineup is Josh Hart, who's been averaging 43 minutes in his last nine games. 43 minutes in his last nine games as Josh Hart. You heard that right. Averaging 43 minutes. And keep in mind, this is the same Josh Hart that was going through a sore left knee earlier in the season. Remember that. We got to be able to tread lightly. I mean, Josh Hart has been great for this team. He's been everything. Captain sacrifice, doing everything that he's got to do to help this team tread water here. But as we look, we got a month left in the regular season. Then you got postseason. 43 minutes for Josh Hart over this last nine games. So does OG start tonight? Does he come off the bench? We'll see. But over time, you hope that his addition allows Josh Hart to come off the bench. You know he's still going to close a number of games, especially when Julius is out. But hopefully you kind of dial down the minutes for Josh Hart a little bit to save him for the playoffs. Junior Karoma, OG Hive in here. Junior, we lost Saquon to the Eagles, no less. I can't believe it, man. I can't believe it. I've been in a funk all day yesterday. I couldn't believe it, man. That's, you know, we'll save that for another day. But yeah, I was down bad yesterday. Saquon to the Eagles. I'm dodging phone calls. I got a couple of homies that are Eagles fans. I'm not even answering their phone calls. Down bad, man. So, yeah. So, you know, OG coming back, that strengthens the depth chart, which is certainly a good thing for these Knicks. Definitely a good thing.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So does he come in at the three? Does he come in at the four tonight? We'll see. Could he start for Hart or does he start for Precious? I would leave Precious in there and put OG out there at the three. I'd bring Josh Hart off the bench. You put McBride, Hart, Boyan as your next three. And go from there. Giants did Saquon dirty. Yeah, he had to do what he had to do. He had to do what he had to do. And I didn't like Tiki, you know, going at him like that. I thought Tiki went a little overboard on it. Yeah, there's a lot of fans that felt the way that Tiki Barber felt, so he kind of spoke for that fan. He spoke for that fan, but I thought it was a little overboard, if you ask me. Courtney J in the chat, salute. But yeah, man, football's brutal, especially for the running back position. It's like, man, why didn't you just trade him at by the trade deadline last year? Okay, Bert, $5 Super Chat says, OG's the ultimate disruptor. Yeah, that's what we need, man. And we got to get as much momentum as we can to go out there on the West Coast and go at least 2-2. Portland should be fine. And you look to steal one Sacramento. You know, Sacramento's been having an up-and-down year. They've been searching for consistency. So, you know, they can be had. It'll be a tough game, but they can certainly be beat. Not really worried about them. And that's how this week looks. I'm going 3-0 on my prediction this week. I'm going 3-0. Revenge tonight. Win in Portland. Win in Sactown. What do you guys think, man? Leave me your predictions in the chat. Let me know what you guys think. What are your predictions for this week? Home at Philly. Then at Portland on Thursday, at Sacramento on Saturday. West Coast trip, but the dog is coming back. Darlene says, I agree with you. Put Josh with the second unit. Yeah, I think I would put Josh with the second unit. Get him a breather. Let him take advantage of second units. And not for nothing, this second unit needs help in terms of additional playmaking and facilitators. It needs help. It needs help. My guy Burks is not doing his job. Bogdanovich, sometimes he's loosey-goosey. Deuce, he has his moments. He can be limited as a playmaking creator. He's had some good spots. But that unit can use some help there. That unit could use some help. I believe they're 23rd. That bench unit is 23rd in net rating. Defensively, they've been fine, but offensively, they have not been good. So I would put Josh Hart on the bench to help generate some offense there. And then when you have McBride, Boyan playing off of him, he can get them some three-point shots so that the shot-creating pressure is not on them. So I would definitely put Hart on the bench to kind of balance things out. But let me know what you guys think. Leave me a comment in the comment section. As it relates to tonight's game, what are the key adjustments I want to see? For one, take care of the damn ball. 21 turnovers was way too much. Take care of the ball. I expect the Knicks to come out a lot, play harder and smarter tonight. Play harder, play smarter. Take care of the ball. A lot of those cross-court passes, hey, it was one of those nights. You chalk it up, throw it in the garbage, but you don't expect that to happen two nights in a row. The Knicks are a relatively smart team. It's just one of those nights. So, one, take care of the ball. Number two, look, they did have some open shots in this game. They did have opportunities to knock down shots. It just wasn't there. Make or miss league. I expect that to change tonight. I expected it to change in the second half of this game. It didn't happen. But I think a lot of those shots, you know, Jalen had some open shots. Hart had some open shots. Part of the difficulty is that the guys who Philly was letting take shots are the guys that you're willing to take the gamble on. Hart, Precious. So, you know, especially when it comes to shot making, Jalen and Dante have to really carry the load. Knocking down more shots. And more shots at the rim. This is one thing I didn't like. You know, not enough rim pressure in this game by the Knicks in their loss. And so it allowed Philly to really settle in on their perimeter defense because the Knicks just were not able to get north and south. They were not able to get south on their drives. So more shots at the rim is what I'm hoping the Knicks can do. And then hopefully you draw some contact, whether that's Jalen or that's Dante on the cuts, Josh Hart. They've got to put more pressure on the rim. Precious, I Hart, definitely want to see them put more pressure on the rim. And then lastly, they got to control the boards in a way that, you know, a lot of what Philadelphia, in terms of why I felt they were able to see so much momentum, was that they won the effort, the hustle stats. And a lot of that was in their putback attempts. They're crashing the boards, putting bodies on guys. Like, Knicks got to find guys, box out, and control the glass. You don't want Philly getting all this forward momentum. Like, you got to keep them off the glass. One shot, end the possession, and then get off to the races. So that's what I want to see from these guys. I think we win tonight. I definitely think we win tonight. Maxey and all, OG coming back. I think we win tonight. But what do you guys think, man? Leave me a comment in the comment section. And make sure you guys are tapping into, you know, Tim Thomas interview. Shout out to Tim Thomas. Tim Thomas interview was great if you guys missed that on Sunday night. Shout out to the OG Tim Thomas, man. Shout out to the OG Tim Thomas. Here's what he had to say about the Knicks. And he liked their chances at full strength. The return of OG, Tim Thomas likes the Knicks' chances, man. Here was a clip from our interview with Tim.
I think going to keep us in a lot of situations is the fact that our foundation is defense first. You know, so yes, the game has changed. It's more about scoring. But, you know, in the playoffs, I always tell people that ask me, you know, how is it? Why is it always such a grind? Because I'm like, once the scouting report goes out the window, it's over with. You know, so the scouting report is going to be there once guys understand, you know, each other's tendencies and, you know, game plans and stuff like that. Now it comes down to, you know, who can actually get it done. So, again, the guys that we brung in, great group of guys, anyone could give us, you know, that boost, that energy, the scoring that we're going to need in tough situations. And I love it, man. Let's just get it on and let the chips fall where they may. The one thing that's...
Shout out to Tim Thomas, man. Shout out to Tim. One thing I like about Tim, man, he speaks in the we term. I think somebody had left that comment in the video from Sunday night. He speaks in the we term like he's still playing on the team. That's how you know, once a Nick, always a Nick. He's a Nick through and through, man. He's definitely a Nick through and through. So shout out to Tim Thomas for sure. And, you know, look, he said something that I've been saying for a while now, which is key in the playoffs, and that is, once you get to the playoffs, the scouting reports, it's out the window. Everybody knows what you're going to do. They know your strengths. They know your weaknesses. You played these teams sometimes 3-4. You know, Knicks have played the Bucks and the Celtics 5 times each, or they will by the time they get through the season. You know each other. So when it comes down to the playoffs, man, it's about execution, and that's when it becomes about stars. That's when you need your bucket getters to be bona fide bucket getters. That's why Brunson was that guy last year, man. Like 40 points against Miami. Yeah, they got eliminated. They lost. But, I mean, every game from the Cavs series straight through to Miami series, you knew that you could rely on him to go get you a bucket. That's where the stars, you know, make their money. And so for the Knicks, we wait for the other star, man. We wait for the other star, and his name is one Julius Randle. One Julius Randle. Julius, are you coming back? When are you coming back? This is what he posted on IG just 16 hours ago. It is what you think it is. Okay. All right. So, hey, whatever message Julius is trying to send here, you guys be the judge. I'll let you guys interpret it. Throw the tinfoil hats on, throw your tinfoil koofies on. And interpret the message. What is Julius trying to say here? Here's Quickly in the comments. My dog. Shout out to Quick, man. Definitely miss Quick. But the fans are, you know, fans are waiting, man. Salute to Julius. A little turnaround. Spin move. Oof. Gonna need that in the playoffs. Gonna need that in the playoffs. What do you guys think, man? Let me know. In the comment section. Another thing here. You know, time is really flying, man. 4 years ago, yesterday, the NBA shut down due to the COVID-19. And some of you guys were here with us on Knicks Fan TV watching that, reacting to the Knicks versus Hawks game and the announcement that the NBA had shut down, man. Who remembers that? 4 years ago. Time flies, man.
After tonight,
time flies.
Vince is going to go out on the floor. 3-throw is good. 136 to 128. They're going to give it to Vince. He's going to take a three and hit it.
Vince Carter's last game. Vince Carter's last game.
Even the Knicks are applauding.
Wow. 4 years ago, man. And this was our reaction to the league getting shut down, man. This was Knicks post-game live.
Because Rudy Gobert was exhibiting symptoms.
Mm.
Moutier was also exhibiting symptoms. We haven't heard anything about him.
Mm.
They then later announced that Gobert has the coronavirus, bro.
Serious.
And they shut down the league, suspended until further notice.
Wow.
Suspended. League-wide reaction has been going off the charts. Everybody shocked. I'm stunned. I didn't see any of the Knicks game. Knicks did win, by the way, 136-131. I didn't hit the music because, you know, it's kind of crazy right now what the hell's going on.
Yeah, this 2020 is nuts, man.
This has been a crazy year, bro.
Postponed. What does that mean for the league? How long will it be postponed? Is it a month? Is it 2 months? Or like, when is the playoffs going to
playoffs, draft, finals? Because Rudy Gobert,
crazy, right? 4 years ago, the Stifel Tower goes down with the coronavirus, and everything went haywire from there. League shuts down. They go to Disney World. The bubble. Lakers win. We're sitting here at Knicks Fan TV, like, I'm like, man, my channel's over with. I got no basketball to talk about. And little do we know it was going to skyrocket from there. Everybody was home. So I said, hey, let's talk to some players. And one led to another. And that's how we got through, man. That's how we got through. Malik Shabazz, we came a long way. Absolutely. Brick by brick. Never be afraid to pivot. Had to pivot, and we kept it moving. A salute to the people that supported us, man. Salute to the people that supported the wave. That was a crazy time, but we got through together. You know? We got through together, man. So, salute, man. Okay. All right. Well, let's get ready for tonight's game. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I hope we get this bounce back win, man. I'm thinking we get this W. I think we get this W. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, in the chat. Chuck, how you feeling? And yeah, man, make sure you guys tap in a post-game live. Make sure you guys tap in a post-game live, man. Knicks versus Sixers. I'm trying to find my screen. Where's my screen at here? Oh, here we go. Knicks versus Sixers. Make sure you guys tap in. And salute our sponsors, man. Salute our sponsors over at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use our code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. This episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers at Manscaped. This year, don't just chase rainbows, make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in the below the kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. It's another classic Manscaped read by your boy CP the Franchise. All right, manscaped.com. Promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. KG7 full like that read. I think that was a new one. That's the St. Patrick's Day read. It's March, you know? That's the St. Patrick's Day one. Hater Faisal on the chat says, Manscaped works. Yeah, absolutely, man. Number one grooming tool below the waist. But they have a lot of other products too, man. That's one thing about Manscaped that we rock with. From head to toe, they keep you taken care of. And that's that. Mr. William, no testimonials. No testimonials, guys. You know what I'm saying? So that's the story here. We'll see you guys tonight for Knicks Postgame Live. The dog is back. Let's go, OG. Tap in with you guys. Remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. If you guys are on the grind, leave me a hashtag grind in the chat. Salute to the replay gang. We out of here, man. Beautiful day in NYC. Let's get this W.